You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for the most vulnerable. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or donate at salvationarmyusa.org.
Biden announces top public health nominees, South Korea implements new measures, and the pandemic offers pathways to change. Here's what you should know. President-elect Joe Biden has announced his picks for several key public health postings in his administration. Javier Becerra, California's attorney general and leader of a legal campaign to protect the Affordable Care Act, has been tapped to lead the Health and Human Services Department. And Harvard Medical School professor Rochelle Walensky has been nominated as the director of the CDC. If confirmed, both will assume massive roles during the nation's greatest public health crisis in the last century. South Korea is expanding its testing, tracing, and social distancing measures in a response to a steep uptick in cases. Though infections were below 50 per day for much of the summer, the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 615 new cases on Sunday and 8,311 patients in quarantine, the most ever for the country. President Moon Jae-in has even called for deploying the military and more people from the public service to help expand testing. And finally, with vaccines on the horizon and the end of the pandemic just barely in sight, people are starting to ask, who will we be when this is all over? Some psychologists underscore that the collective and individual traumas of this year can create the opportunity to think more deliberately about how our world can and should change. This pandemic has accelerated innovation, but it has also highlighted inequities that have long plagued our society, giving us a starting place for exactly where and how we can do better. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.